This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Even though an Indiana House committee unanimously passed a bill that would create a public stadium authority with the power to acquire land, issue long-term bonds, and finance the construction of a stadium and related facilities for the Chicago Bears, Governor J.B. Pritzker remains optimistic the team will remain in Illinois. At a separate event yesterday in Chicago area, Pritzker said Arlington Heights looks like the option if the Bears are going to remain in Illinois because the chances of the team building a new stadium in the city of Chicago are slim.
You know, remember, you need transportation, public transportation, you need roads, you need lots of other things, and you need a piece of property that's big enough. And that's just very hard to find in a dense city like the city of Chicago. So that's why I think we're down to the question of whether they're going to build in Arlington Heights or they're going to build something in the state of Indiana.
While legislators have warmed to the idea of the team moving to Arlington Heights, it's been low on Springfield's priority list compared to addressing things like cost of living. Any package helping the Bears in Illinois would likely need to include something for Chicago. For decades, pancreatic cancer has been one of the most difficult cancers to treat. The deadly cancer happens when infectious cells grow out of control in the tissues of the pancreas. Now, Dr. Robert McWilliams, a medical oncologist and the deputy director of OSF Healthcare Cancer Institute, says a new class of drugs targeting a long elusive genetic mutation may offer some real hope.
They're in clinical trials right now, but we may see drug approvals as early as 2026 for these new therapies called KRAS inhibitors. And almost all pancreatic cancer tumors have those mutations. So if these drugs are as promising and work as well as we hope, it should make a tremendous difference for pancreatic cancer.
Dr. McWilliams says therapeutic cancer vaccines are also in development right now. Promising results from post-operative mRNA-based vaccines have suggested an immune response is possible and patients may have better outcomes. More trials are in progress to evaluate this further. Health and Human Service advocates gathered at a watch party at the Illinois State Library across the street from the Illinois State Capitol to watch Governor J.B. Pritzker's budget address. The lobbyists expressed concern after Pritzker's fiscal year 2027 budget proposal included only a 1.6% spending increase and didn't increase funding for community-based programs. Read more at WSIU.org.